Hey, it's Blant House in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero, MK, Joel D's. We pull a TRQ. Totally random question out of the box of Totally Random Question. And today's TRQ. What food eating competition do you think you'd be great at? That's TRQ today. What food eating competition do you think you'd be great at? You know, we're about, what, like a month away? Is it around the 4th of July they do it? From the hot dog eating contest that Chestnut guy always wins, Joey Chestnut?
Yeah, he's always winning it, isn't he?
Isn't does a good it job on of the 4th of July?
I think it is. Like that weekend at the very least. Is there something like that that you think you would just be able to pound down food like nobody's business, Amy Kay?
Well, I always think hot dogs, but truly I don't think I could because there's too much, especially the bun. I think that's where I would get stuck.
They dip it in water and stuff.
I'm not doing that. Ew. I am not eating a soggy bun. Maybe pizza. But it would have to be like specific Pizza Patrol pepperoni pizza. Because I could probably eat a whole pizza.
So pizza competition's what you're going with.
But I would need to be a place I want it from.
It's true, yeah, if you order your very own pizza, like your favorite. Well, yeah, because like I can pound down, and as I'm sure you can too, a pizza by myself if I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it would just be a speed thing. Yeah, you'd have to get through it quickly.
Well, that's my question is like, is this timed? Because if it's timed, probably, yeah. Like if you could just go and sit and like, let's say you had 4 hours, I could break records all day probably.
Well, the game's to out-eat people, right? If you look at like the hot dog competition, I mean, you're supposed to eat. There's this finite amount of time, and you want to eat more than the other people.
Right.
So there's something that you can eat a lot of real quickly. What food eating competition do you think you would just kill at, Joel D?
Well, one time I did try to do a brat dog is what we called it, and I was like, watch
what
this.
What is a brat dog?
It's basically like a brat without like the skin, so it's like a skinless brat. So
it's
some
brat, though.
Yeah, they're delicious. And the one time I was like, I'm going to live stream this, and I tried to eat them. But I was like eating them slow. I wasn't like Joey Chestnut or whatever, just mowing them down because I like to enjoy my food. So this is a difficult one for me because if it is timed, I mean, I can eat a lot of food. I would probably say like boneless wings, though.
Mm-hmm.
You give me just like a normal like honey barbecue boneless wing. And I could sit there forever and like eat a ton of food.
So I want to say that I, like Amy Kay, would just kill pizza, which is maybe I would. But in reality, unless there is a who can slam the most coffee in a like short period of time competition, I'm probably going to lose. And here's why I know this. And, you know, you will all have an opportunity to put where our food where our mouth is here probably in about a month because the Red River Valley Fair usually asks us to put together a team for a food eating competition. And every time I get something that I think I'm going to be able to just destroy it. And every time I disappoint myself, I actually met my wife because she was working here in the building in our promotions department. And we did that competition and I got French silk pie and she was timing me. And I don't know why she fell in love with me. I had a pile on my face, but she did.
You'd have chocolate and everything.
Yes. I really like French silk pie, but I didn't get through very much, frankly. Last year, the year before, I think I had poutine or something.
Ooh, yum.
And I ate quite a bit, but I don't think we won. We didn't win, did we? Were you there?
I mean, last year we did win, but I don't think you were there. It was me, Mandy, like her cousin or something, a sibling of hers. There was a child with us, or maybe it was a child from the crowd, and someone from KFGO. I had to eat cookies, which I thought I would do good, and I lost.
Really?
Mandy ate like a full-on hot dog in 2 minutes.
Oh, no. Who'd want to get the hot dog in that situation?
I need to be part of this, because I can mow down food pretty good. So I
we'll do
good.
It.
Have
do
I
it
ever told
weeks.
The story about when I ran the Krispy Kreme race? And you have to eat 12. You have to eat 12 donuts, right?
Okay.
So we go out and we did this trail race, and you have to run 3 miles, come up, you climb the top of the mountain, and then you have Krispy Kreme donuts, right? And there was a bunch of us. There was probably 15 runners in this race, and then I get up there, and I was like top three, and I get down, I sit down, open my box up, and I'm just like gently eating these donuts, right? And I look over, and these guys are like grabbing stacks, and there's like bam, bam, and then they're soaking it in water and just mowing it down. And I'm like, oh, I came in like number three, and I left like back of the race, and then you run this another 3 miles, and then you have to run to the top of this hill like another quarter mile and do the baker's dozen. And I feel like when I had to compete, I mowed down those donuts pretty good, so I can do sugary too. I guess I could do a donut race.
Well, first and foremost, Krispy Kreme can suck it because Sandy's does their own donut run, and I'm not really sure how it's executed, but I'm sure it's better because Sandy's is awesome. One.
I signed up for it last year. I didn't make it to race day.
Did you still get a donut?
No, but I got the t-shirt like I ran on and the medal because I paid for it and everything. I just never actually made it to race day.
And if Krispy Kreme can just go ahead and suck it and move on with their lives, I'll take my free box of donuts from Sandy's for telling Krispy Kreme to suck it, please.
You know what?
And 2025th Street.
Now that I'm here, I will say that. I was not living here at the time. So if Sandy's, I will do it. We should do like a competition one day. Ask for just glazed donuts.
Ew.
And then the four
I'm
of
not
us.
Running.
That'd be kind of fun.
Like the three of us, and then we get Midday Mandy, and we go out in the parking lot, and we don't just do like a shuttle run.
No.
From like parking lot
you
to parking
two
lot.
You can.
You're
going to
be the ref? You're going to film it. Okay.
You know that guy in The Simpsons is just always like, ha ha. I imagine when the Krispy Kreme became a bed store, that orange truck just pulled up in the parking lot and they just stepped out and went, ha ha, and drove away.
That's exactly what happened, isn't it?
More or less. I always is weird, though. I'm like, why didn't they fill in the drive-through window? Like, what am I going to do? Get a drive-through mattress?
Pillow.
Do they use it for anything, do you think?
Pillows. They give people pillows.
Do they do drive-through pillows? Pillow, oh, that's genius.
Pillow party Saturday.
Curbside to go pillows?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I didn't know you guys did that. That's cool.
They don't.
I figured it is. But.
We should just roll up and knock on the window until somebody opens it.
I wonder if it still opens. If you work there, let me know if it still opens.
Yeah, that's a good question. I would like to know that, too.
I would really like to know. Do you have a food eating competition you think you'd just kill it at?
I would have to say it would be like eating like a watermelon eating contest I'd be good at because watermelon just kind of melts.
I think you do it kind of the standard one because you always hear about like the hot dog competition around the 4th of July. Like, how do you think you do it that?
I wouldn't be good at that hot dog stuff because it's too filling, too many carbs.
Yeah.
The watermelon kind of melts. I just would crush that down. I think I'd be good at the watermelon eating contest.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, yeah, it kind of like dissolves. That shouldn't even count.
Watermelon?
It melts in your mouth, basically.
But still, like, then the water... So, like, it's the trick is you're getting full off of water, right? So, like, that's what they... At least that's how I was always trained as a kid, is you don't drink, you eat your food, and
you
then
you
drink. You
were trained in watermelon eating competitions?
I didn't say not drink, but then watermelon... What I meant was watermelon has so much water in it, right? You get hydrated from watermelon, your belly fills up with all the food plus the actual water in it, so it fills you up quicker, I think.
I like my visual better of your father training you as a child to
eat
win
that watermelon. Joel
eat another
D.
slice, Joel.
Let's go, Joel D. Eat it faster. Just little me. There's seeds in it, Dad.
Swallow them. Swallow them. All right, you've seen some people are like, here's the food I would just destroy in a food eating competition.
Someone said sushi, but not cooked, not raw. I'm a wimp. But any type of seafood, I think I'd be good at. Someone else said, I don't know about food, but I think I could chug milk. I was good at milk races and pancakes. I once ate 16 pancakes in 5 minutes.
You know what was a sick joke for me in the last one that I did at the fair? Is I was on a team with Jamie, and I got poutine, and she got pizza. And she was like poking at that pizza. I think she was pregnant at the time, so she was just poking at it. I'm like... I love pizza. You're from Canada. Come on.
Yeah, how did it switch like
that? Eat this poutine. Like, I think we should be able to tap out and trade.
You should be able to, I think, at that point. But poutine's delicious.
It is, but I know I would have rolled up that pizza like a burrito and just blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's true, too. Like, you already had the strategy in mind.
Yeah, poutine, you're just spooning it into your mouth.
This year, I don't know if I could do the food eating contest at the fair.
Why is that?
Really? You gonna miss your first one in 20 years?
I think so.
That's
I don't
a shame.
Know. I never really do good.
Well, it's not about doing good.
That's true.
I never do good. I don't want to do it. It's about eating the food.
We always lose either the police or the firefighters.
I mean,
they can eat.
They burn calories.
I think we lose to everybody. I'm usually in last place.
It's because you're savoring it, right? Is that why, though?
Last year with the cookies, I don't think I even finished. They were like, okay, just take them home. Please get out of here.
Here's a to-go box. You know you did bad. They give you a to-go box. What's that food you could just destroy in a food eating competition? 237, it's text 35270. Megan Trainor's mother, Y94. It's Playhouse Y94, the totally random question. What food eating competition? Kind of like how they do that hot dog eating competition around the 4th. What food eating competition do you think you would be absolutely fantastic at? What do you see in Amy K?
Someone said hand sound Taco John's soft shell tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else said fried shrimp. I legit think I could eat over 100 fried shrimp. And someone else said celery. I know I'm weird, but it's delicious. And Skittles. But I think that'd be too little. You'd have to have like a bowl.
Like, because you couldn't go a handful of it, right? You couldn't just like, because then
it would
just.
Would.
I mean, you would, but like, I don't know how I'd be able to do it quickly because like, that's almost like a chalky, chewy. That'd be hard to eat that many.
If you're doing something like that where you're doing handfuls, I could probably do popcorn.
Popcorn, you could probably pound through. Skittles, I think the trick would be if you had water to pop them like pills, basically.
Just swallow
boom,
them?
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Oh, you'd get so full.
Could you imagine what would happen? I mean, that one time I did the peep challenge, and I ate, what was it, 60 peeps or whatever.
Ew.
And yeah.
60?
60, yeah. 60 peeps. And I did it in like an hour, but I was also doing a radio show at the same time. And like literally that night, it was, you could just hear it grumbled. All that marshmallow, like there's nowhere for it to digest quickly.
Yeah, that's something bad's going to happen.
Yep.
Something bad's going to happen. And that food eating competition, you would just destroy that food.
Let's see, what food would I food? You know what it would be? Chinese food, specifically shrimp fried rice. Boy, I can put so much of that away. I could definitely get a gold medal.
You know what the funny thing is? You do the Chinese food eating competition, and you'd eat this ridiculous amount. You get your medal. You go home, you still be hungry.
Yeah, you got that right.
Like an hour later, I should order some Chinese food. What's wrong with you? Come on.
I do love Chinese food, though.
Good.
Like, I could literally, like, sit there. Because sometimes when you get, like, the huge serving, you're always like, save this for, this would be a good little snack. You can have a nice little, just a nice little lunch snack versus eating this entire thing right now.
Any other nuggets hanging out there? Amy K.
Someone said turkey sandwiches. I don't think there's ever been a point in my life where I've said, man, I've had enough turkey sandwiches right now. And someone else said mashed potatoes, but would have to have a lot of gravy on top.
That's true, because really it's the gravy that makes a mashed potato.
And the butter.
Yeah.
Butter and gravy.
Well, yeah, I mean, can I just do a gravy eating contest?
Oh, you would just chug it? I've tried to do a shot of ranch before.
No.
That wasn't
I was
going
to say, I'm surprised ranch wasn't on your list, actually.
I don't think I could just eat a bowl of ranch.
Ranch would be tough, unless it was maybe like a real watery ranch. Like, the nice thing about gravy is you could drink it. Like, KFC gravy? Yeah, they should start making drinks.
It's a KFC gravy smoothie.
Bottled gravy.
Amy about threw up in her mouth.
Ooh, instead of a warm cup of coffee.
Ew. That's how you start every morning.
It's so warm. It's so gooey and yum. I like it so much.
They make a K cup.
Ew.
I'm surprised.
Is it going in the coffee pot? Why are you just not microwaving this?
You could mix it with coffee, like gravy and coffee. I wonder if what that would taste like, actually.
Disgusting.
Actually, probably pretty good.
A creamer, almost. You could use the coffee is the creamer to the gravy.
Genius. Hey, Love Doctors in minutes, and that playlist payday, 710.
Hello there.
I am so glad you are here.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
What do you say we get down to business?
Y94.